You are listening to Type Radio.
We are Autobahn.
My name is Jeroen Breen.
My name is Rob Stolte.
My name is Martin Dillemeyer.
We are Autobahn.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Type Radio.
Just my type.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the 33 Points Conference in Dortmund, Germany. It's April 4th, 2009, and with us are the guys from Autobahn. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
You just had your first international presentation. How did it go?
Oh. It went up quite good. We were a bit nervous, but the audience was really enthusiastic.
And I also realized that you did a special project for this presentation. Can you describe a little what you did for that?
Well, before we went to Dortmund, we thought it would be nice to drive with our car to Dortmund and start off with no material at all and end up at the end of the travel with our complete presentation. So we came up with the idea to make a font using our car. And that's what we showed at the symposium.
And how did you visualize it then?
You mean how did we...
Yeah, what did it look like?
Well, we used garbage, how you say?
The plastic. Mm-hmm. And we cut out the font that we designed. And while driving at night, we videotaped it. And the results, we showed the results just then.
And you taped it on what?
On a video camera.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a moving font, actually,
right,
with audio.
The basic idea of the font is when you're going to travel, the expression is you travel from A to B. So we thought, hey, how can we combine traveling with typography? We travel from A to B, from B to C, and so on. So we traveled from A, that's Utrecht, to Z, that's Dortmund. So we made, during our trip, the complete font.
And so how did you meet, the three of you?
We met at the Art Academy in Utrecht. We were studying together. And first we were in the same classes and so on. So first we tried to start up as a band. But none of us is really musical, and
that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, for a band it is. And at one night we came together and just started jamming, but it was rubbish, was terrible. So then we decided to watch a movie, The Big Lebowski, and just have some drinks, some beers. And in the movie The Big Lebowski, there is this band called Autobahn, but it doesn't play one note of music throughout the whole movie. So we thought, well, that's kind of appropriate for what we do. So we adopted the name. And later on, during our study at the academy, we started working together, doing some assignments outside our school project. And then we used the name Autobahn, and it just stuck to us after we graduated. And then we decided, well, let's make it into a studio, and we named it Autobahn, and just it went from there.
And how did you get so interested in type? Because you do a lot of typographic experimentations. Where does your interest come from?
Well, of course, from the Art Academy a bit, but also from internet and books. There's so much going on when it comes to typography and experimental typography. Every month there are new books, and it's kind of a sort of universal language. So you make it in Utrecht, but you can also show it in Dortmund, and there's every material in the world can be used for typography, and that's a very nice idea. It's very democratic in a way. So for instance, the typewriter font that we did is made up out of duct tape and fences. And you can get duct tape all over the world, and there are fences all over the world. And all you need is two hands, a bunch of duct tape and a fence to make typography. So it's not just a pen or a pencil, it's just all the materials, and that's a very nice idea, we think.
Yeah, but for instance, the Fresh Fonts series is just a font created for that purpose. We offered the typefaces for download, but it's not really a type that you use for book typography or not even for a headline maybe, but it was just that project, and we would like to show that, yeah, we can make fonts and we can make letters, and we can offer them for free to download for people who want to use them. But to be honest, I wouldn't use those letters in a book or as a headline font anywhere. So it's just about the experiment and working with your hands and trying new stuff and
having a good time. It's not fun when you're doing it all alone.
Yeah.
You should really do it with a bunch of people and maybe a couple of beers.
Like Bob Ross always says, those little happy accidents that occur, those are the things that we love. It doesn't have to be straightforward and
absolute.
Yeah, just those mishaps, those are interesting.
But was, for example, with Helvetica or Heldentica, was there an idea to use toothpaste, or it was just an accident?
No, we wanted to use everything you can write with coming out of a tube, and we used the Helvetica font because it's just plain. It's not really, how do you say that?
It's very neutral, so
yeah,
there's not
exactly.
no expression to it. So you can add expression to it.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the choices that you make during an experiment, at a certain point, it comes to form. So for instance, we had several brands of toothpaste, but there's only one with the three colors in it. And that's just, when it comes to form, that's the most interesting one. So we picked that one, and same for hair gel. Not all hair gel is the same. Sometimes it's really sticky, sometimes it's more fluid. So all of a sudden, those are important factors to create your form.
And I can imagine the experiment is the experiment, but if it's successful in your view, can you see a way of using that in design work? The typefaces that come out of these experimentations?
Well, sometimes it happens, but not on a big scale. Just, for instance, flyers. We just finished a party flyer for an event, and it was called Street Corner. So some sort of a jazz evening. And we decided to pick a piece from the street corner, literally, and do the typography, the information, on the pavement tile, and photographed it, and that's the front cover of the flyer. So in a way, the experimental typography and our real assignments are mixed together every now and then. But
the experimental type we don't use in our own designs.
You shouldn't think during an experimental typography session, well, is this useful? Who's waiting for this?
Yeah.
Aren't we putting too much money in this or too much time? You should really just go and have a good time, and then later on think, okay, what can we make out of this?
I'm just thinking this up, Matt, but maybe you were not the makers of products and products, but more the ambassadors for typography and graphic design, showing how much fun such a job can be.
I'm curious also how you collaborate together. If you have one project, do all three of you work on it, or you work on separate?
Normally we start brainstorming, just throwing out ideas, and that's mostly just in words.
Mm-hmm.
So we all write it down on a big piece of paper, one person is writing, and all the three of us are just
adding stuff to it.
Then you're going to the computer and try to organize all this into directions, and then most of the time one person is going to end the product, is going to visualize it.
Is it always the same person?
No.
Just
everybody is a graphic designer, and
so that's the fun thing. We're just the three of us, but there's not really an absolute role. So we're all the three of us are typographers, graphic designers, account managers, office managers.
Yeah.
We all make coffee for clients. So we all do everything.
But you must have preferences between each other, or not really?
Less and less, I think.
And specialties?
Well, for instance,
we have our own interest, and of course that is going through our work. But I don't think you can say that Jeroen is very different from Maarten and me.
We always sign with Autobahn, not with
our names,
our personal names.
No, but I can imagine like you'd be really handy with the Photoshop tools or whatever, and then like whenever there's a Photoshop job, oh, just give it to him. You know, because he knows best how to handle it and does it fastest.
No, we're on a studio of 40 square meters, so we sit on each other's lap almost. So if somebody has a specialty, then it leaks throughout all the other people.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Who are your heroes?
Alex Trochu.
Yeah.
In Holland, we have a few heroes like Hotel and 178 Aardige Ontwerpers. We recently discovered EDHV. It's from Eindhoven.
The Belgium guy, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Who had the accident.
We forgot the name of our hero.
Oh, sorry.
And there's a lot of French graphic designers, but I don't know their names. But every now and then I come across a website.
Flag are quite good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somi.
Yeah, but also the... I can't remember the names.
Okay.
But it's like the names that you do name are all not that much older than you are.
No.
I mean, although fairly young.
Yeah.
Do you also grasp to like the 60s, the 1920s, you know, medieval
maybe
time?
More from movies or something, but not
graphic design.
Well, I have an interest in old Dutch topography, like Jan van der Velde and more recent Leo Beukenboom, who did all the signing on the bars in Amsterdam in the 60s. And what I like is the handcrafted topography. And I'd love to learn it. I have very little time, unfortunately, but in my free time, I'm just drawing out these letters and yeah, just see where it goes. But I don't think we look to, like, for instance, Wim Krauwel, Anton Beke, Gert Dunbar. Those guys are just, yeah, they're there and they're working and they should keep on doing that, but that
and also
they're not an inspiration to me or I think to you as well.
And now we live in a world with blogs and all that kind of stuff. Maybe your hero is a student at Dortmund or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like Per Ongeluk is a student at the HKU in Utrecht.
And we discovered he's a second year
student.
So, and
but he makes amazing work. And yeah, like... Those guys we see as well, and it's not just the older generation, which is important. You can learn from them, but the guys that are studying even right now have their own blogs, and they make amazing work, so that inspires us as well.
For example, I was also reading on your site, you organize these Blue Monday, or these brainstorming?
Used to.
But was it... you invited people from outside to brainstorm with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was it successful? Or?
The concept was quite good, but we were not satisfied with most of the people.
We had to, we were very optimistic, and basically we said, well, everyone who is a little bit creative, whether you're a graphic designer or an architect or you just or an account manager, doesn't matter. If you have an idea, come to us and we'll talk about it. The first thing that we discovered was that one Monday is very much for in your week. It's just 20% of your working time. So that was one thing. And then there were all those emails of people who were for job opportunities.
A job opportunity in
so,
disguise.
The communication wasn't clear enough or something. And so we decided to take a break. And now we're just too busy to pick it up again. But as Jeroen said, the basic idea is very, very nice to hook up with people and just spread ideas. But
and invite us to your world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what we have. We can imagine what a chef in a restaurant does. But if he has a problem, just come to us and then we'll brainstorm about your problem and try to find a solution in just one day.
We were really hoping that a chef would come and talk about his knife for 15 minutes or so.
And inspire
just
us again.
With glances in his eyes.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen. So maybe we should.
But did you have anyone come to you? Or?
Yeah, we did. We did.
And what sort of subjects was it?
Someone who wants to do an exhibition on the history of Utrecht, and someone who wants to talk about and wants to develop a green estimate, like a lot of designers and printers use not the greenest materials, like FSC paper.
Biological stuff like inks, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he wants to make an estimate, a regular estimate, and besides that also a green version of that same estimate, just to show the differences, and also to point out that it's not always more expensive to think greener. So we think that's a very good idea, and actually he's now a client from us, and we're going to pick that up as soon as we're back with the BNO to develop it more further. So Blue Monday has led to some things, but not the ones that we were expecting.
And what is, do you have like a dream project or something that you always want to do?
Setting a world record is still one of the aims.
In what?
We don't know yet, no. Doesn't matter. just a world record.
Yeah. It sort of sounds like getting into the Guinness Book of World Records, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Maybe something with typography or
the biggest,
the longest,
the smallest
sentence in the world. Or
do you know the biggest type in the world?
No, do you?
Well, Timothy Donaldson made a huge, well, the brush stroke type.
Oh, really?
He made a 4-meter brush and made type of that in a square.
Wow. Okay, maybe we'll get a 6-meter brush and
try yeah, stop it.
He's not in the Guinness Book of Records.
Okay.
Not, so
that was his goal.
Isn't the Pepsi logo on the moon the biggest?
Yeah,
I guess something like that.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Type rate.